Washington State's whooping cough outbreak continues to grow. So far this year, there have been 397 confirmed cases compared with 85 last year. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna explains what is behind the spike.
Whooping cough is cyclical. It peaks every 3 to 4 years. But there's more to it than the natural cycle. To better understand that, researchers went back to 2012, when Washington State was in the middle of an epidemic. At the time, there were nearly 5,000 reported cases. Babies and young teens were the most affected. Health experts were puzzled. Teens were getting infected even though they'd been vaccinated. So they looked at their immunization records. They wanted to understand how much protection the vaccine provided over time. Chaz DeBolt is senior epidemiologist with the State Department of Health and was part of the study. She and researchers found that the newer vaccine faded over time.
Within the first 12 months, it was 73% effective. But then as you go out over time since getting vaccinated, that level of effectiveness drops down.
This type of vaccine has only been in use since 1997. The older version of the vaccine didn't wane as quickly, but it was replaced because it caused adverse reactions in kids, like high fevers. DeBolt says the current vaccine may not be as robust over time, but it still offers some level of protection.
There is some memory there so that the body knows what it's dealing with, and they don't get as sick if they've had their vaccine series.
And the CDC isn't ready to change vaccine recommendations yet. Dr. Manisha Patel from the Division of Bacterial Diseases says more research is needed before that happens, like how the vaccine affects transmission of the bug.
We know that it spreads through respiratory droplets, and so how does the vaccine change that, or does it at all? And so there's a number of questions about the bacteria, about immunology, about changes in the epidemiology that we are continually evaluating.
What hasn't changed is that babies are most vulnerable to whooping cough. It can be fatal. Health officials are urging pregnant women to get vaccinated during their last trimester so they can pass on the protection to their babies. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.